B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How about this? Let's go to playback. All right. Before we get to the scene setter, we got to play some incredible audio because what the Sixers did before the game was outrageous. Right? It was funny. I was talking to somebody at the game with the Sixers. I go, dude, we're good, right? Because I knew that Joe was playing. But I go, who's the bell ringer? He goes, I'm not going to tell you. Surprise. And it was awesome. Triple H. Here's how it sounded when Matt Cord introduced him, followed by the audio from the ABC broadcast.
WWE Executive Vice President of Global Strategy and Development, 14-time WWE Champion and Founding Member of DX, Paul Triple H LaVey!
And if you're going to battle, you got to have some major ordnance and weaponry. Triple H ringing the bell for the faithful here. Philadelphia, it's showtime.
That was awesome, right?
And he had a sledgehammer. It wasn't just the mallet that they were using.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, like, that alone, are you kidding? Joe's playing, Triple H, come on. I don't believe that they lose that game.
They should have won by 50.
Oh, my God.
They should have won by 50.
All right, here's your scene set of the game one, Eastern Conference Semifinals, Sixers and Hawks.
And hello again, and good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our coverage. Tom McGinnis with the call. The Sixers and Hawks met three times in the regular season. The Sixers winning two of those, including two late in the season here in Philadelphia. They lost earlier in January down in Atlanta. But as Doc Rivers was quoted as saying just a couple of days ago, it's almost, you could make a case that they haven't played. It's almost the first matchup of the year based on who wasn't in a lot of those games. Doc Rivers goes up against the team and the franchise he started with as a young player back in the early 80s. Back in a moment with the Sixers and the Hawks along the Sixers Radio Network.
All right. Well, first half, Trae Young everywhere. Trae. 25, 7 dimes in the first half alone. Here's what we're talking about.
And now the Hawks with the ball again. 3.5 to go. Beach screen off the dribble down the lane. Right-hand layup up and good. A blow by. Nobody for the Sixers could give help. And Trae Young is picking the Sixers apart. Trae Young with the ball. Right-hand drive. In the lane. Over and beat. Alley-oop. Clint Capella throws it down. And he breaks down your defense. Trae Young, and then up top to Capella. He's 3 for 3. Atlanta by 6.
All right. Now, if there was anything positive that happened in the first half, it was the big man, right? JoJo. He was actually really good. Start off slow, just get his legs, and then he heated up. 17-5 in the first half, including this bucket that was vintage Embiid.
Curry to Harris. 50 seconds to go, first half. 20-point lead. Atlanta 71, 6 and 51. Embiid down low. Crazy shot with his back to the basket and in. He fist bumped in a celebratory way and almost smacked Okongwu. He's going to the line, and the foul on Okongwu. Embiid, an incredible move. Again, a man of this size with the agility and the footwork, amazing. He goes down low. He has his back to the basket. He extends his right hand and in an underhand backward fashion puts it up with his back to the basket, banked it in.
Yeah, unfortunately, I kept thinking, all right, let's get within, 15 and within 12. Unbelievable. First half, shocking. Were you shocked? Tom McGinnis was.
Embiid out top. Young just joining the fray. He's there with Herder. Joel tries to draw the foul, banks it up, no good. And thus ends the first half. Atlanta, a shocking halftime score, 74 points to 54 of the Sixers. Young with 25, and again, the trio of Harrison, Beal, and Curry, all in double figures for Philadelphia. Again, back with both coaches, Howard and Green weighing in, and more as the Sixers and Hawks continue here in Game 1. You're listening to the NBA Playoffs on the Sixers Radio Network.
Yeah, man, Sixers down 74 to 54. They gave them 74 points in the first half. I still contend that that's where the whole game, 42 in the first quarter, 74 the first half, it just dug such a deficit. Like, to be down 20 and then to kind of squander a couple opportunities to get back in the game. Well, fourth quarter, let's go, because all of a sudden, the run finally materializes. Take a listen.
Philadelphia going left to right, 1:45 to go. Curry outside right, trying to take Herter off the dribble. Step back three from the corner, shot in the air, good. What a play by Curry. And the crowd roars its approval. Curry with five in a row. It's a seven-point game. Harris to the left side. Picks it up, looking for Embiid. Embiid by Bogdanovich, spins on him, dribbles down low, loses the handle, gains it back, and scores it down low left. 118-113, 108 to go. It's a five-point Atlanta lead. Embiid into the lane. Jump stop, fake, spins, down low right, banks it up and in. It's 118-115, three-point game. 11-0 run, 101 to go.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When I watched the game over again, I still thought they were going to come back and win. I really had that feeling, even after I knew they lost.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Bogdanovich hits such a big shot. Take a listen.
Young is doubled, jumps it up. The Herter. Herter at midcourt. Almost dribbled into the backcourt. Five to shoot. He's doubled to Bogdanovich for three. It's up and good. Oh, man. Bogdanovich with a three. 41 seconds to go. Sixers ball. Atlanta takes a six-point lead.
See, I'm thinking they play such great defense on that possession, ball back, and then, you know, you get pull within one or even tie it. But still, it wasn't over. Here they are cutting that six-point lead to a bucket.
Embiid got knocked down and Young with it across midcourt. It's stolen by Harris. Tobias with the ball, driving into the lane, goes up on Collins, banks it in. 28 seconds to go. It is 121-118. Embiid got the rebound, and he puts it in. And he was fouled by Capella. They knock it away. Simmons steals it and jams it. 10.5 seconds to go. It's 126-124.
Yeah, unfortunately. No miracle. Here's how it sounded at the end.
And Tobias dribbling, shoots a three, lean in with 4 seconds to go. It's too long, no good. Capella with the rebound, and Atlanta holds on. A little shaky down the stretch, but they win game one by four, 128-124. Bogdanovich and Collins scoring just enough in these final seconds, and Atlanta gains the game one victory by four here in Philadelphia. And there goes the Sixers' home court advantage in this second round series. Game two is Tuesday night.
All right, well, that's how it played out. What about Doc? Let's hear from Doc after the game.
What do you take from the first half, and then what do you take from the second half
today? Well, a couple things. I thought they hit us in the mouth to start the game. I thought they were the more physical team. They were the more aggressive team. They played harder early, and they took care of the ball early. You know, we didn't. know, you can't have 9 turnovers to start the first quarter and expect to be up. I thought that contributed as much as our coverage on Trey with us getting down.
And then second half?
We didn't do those things. You know, I thought we started with a better sense of urgency. We changed a couple of things on Young. But more importantly, we took care of the darn ball. You know, and so, you know, when you look at the stats, if someone looked at the stats and said, wow, the Sixers shot 55% basically, and the Hawks shot 51%, and the Sixers lost, you're going to go to a number, and the numbers are turnovers. That was the difference.
All right. Listen, I agree with the turnover situation. That I agree with. I thought taking care of the ball, I mean, they did not. I mean, they were sloppy. And the 12 turnovers first half lead to 27 points from Atlanta. So he's not wrong when he says, you know, beyond just sticking Trey, taking care of the ball means a ton. And they didn't take care of the ball. And could you imagine that 12 turnovers would lead to 27 points, Junis? That's outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, it was awful. It was awful. 9 turnovers in that first quarter, and then immediately when they started the second quarter, they turned it over. It was bad ones, too, right? Like,
yeah, sloppy.
I know Ben had a bunch, and it was like ugly passes. And then there was the one where Dwight Howard grabs a rebound and just threw it to nobody. There was 2 Sixers players there, but they weren't looking. And he just threw it and just goes out of bounds. And I'm like, yo, come on now. Playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
And it's not like it's been 8 days since you last played.
No, there's no rust.
No. Like, they looked like a team that was like their first game in a while, and it wasn't.
You know what's weird? Like, listen, I know the rust was there against Washington, but they played horrible in game one against Washington, too.
Right, but I'm giving them the excuse of it had been 10 days since they played. Remember the last game of the season, the Stars didn't even play against the Magic.
No.
There's no excuse this game.
And I agree with you, but my point is there something else deeper in how they start a series? You know, but maybe they want to, I don't know, is it something you can look down at, talking about before you're making adjustments, you're taking too many body shots. I mean, like, you know, to use his example, Doc said they came and punched us in the mouth. I don't know. I mean, is there something to it? It's interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but then again, I think it was just a bad game plan to D up Danny Green, because when have we seen all season long, right, where Danny Green's locking in on the best scorer on the other team? Like, we haven't seen that all year.
I mean, listen, he's a good defender, and it felt like a decent matchup, but I agree with you.
They must have saw something.
You got to get off it. Once he's scorching you, and, you know, let's face it, I mean, he's cooking him.
Right.
He's cooking Danny Green, man. Cooking him. You got to make the change. I agree. All right, we got a big hour left. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis. Listen, I want to get into it. And also, what'd you think about Saturday night? We spent a little time talking about Brooklyn, but the Hassa comes up lame. Hassa's hamstring. There's Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Good afternoon, man. How are you?
Are you depressed? I still feel confident in the series, but I'm aggravated.
Well, that's what we said last night. You have every right to be angry, and also understand that I think that Doc is a good enough coach to fix these things, and they're a better team than the Hawks.
That's right. Thank you, Tyler. Made me feel good. Tyler will be in with Tyrone and Mikey Miss. Make sure you listen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.